not drive. There's a half an inch of ice under that crunchy snow out there. It's very dangerous. Got Fox News, and then we're right back.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. There may not be enough Republican support to pass even a temporary spending bill by Friday to avoid a partial government shutdown. Fox's Chad Pergam reports from the Capitol.
There's not much wiggle room, and that's why Democrats are saying, you know, we have to have something in this bill that will satisfy our constituents, our desires. We're just not going to vote for something that Republicans want and President Trump wants. If you guys can do it on your side of the aisle, Republicans, go for it. But if you can't, here's our phone number.
And the main thing Democrats want here is a deal to protect Dreamers, younger illegal immigrants brought here as children. A bright light and loud noise in the sky over Michigan and some other states. A meteor, according to NASA.
I saw this big blast of light. It was orange all of a sudden.
My wife asked me, did you hear that? I'm like, yeah, that's the baby. And she's like, no, that's not her.
There in Detroit, the U.S. Geological Survey says it registered as a small earthquake. Fox News, we report, you decide.
This kind of weather gets different reactions from different people. How do you feel, Greg Budell?
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
What about you, Jay Scott?
You're cold as ice.
And how are you, Emily Hayes?
Walking in a winter wonderland.
You holding up okay, Bailey the Wonder Dog? And Rich Thomas, we know you're okay. You're just so stinking
adorable.
That's right. Oh, and look, a little squirrel outside the window. How are you, little fella?
I'm freezing my nuts off.
That's too bad. Here comes three men and a lady.
I screwed that up, Rusty. I'm sorry, man. That stupid twisted sister. That was brilliant. We'll play it again, I promise. In its entirety. It is. Snow Dan. He's talking to
Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Okay, so we're checking out the current condition now. It looks like we're still at, we're still updating here, 17 degrees now at Danley Field. And last time we checked, the wind chill was 5, and we still have the snowpack on the ground. Let's update you that the, oh, by the way, Prattville is now reporting 15. Congratulations, Prattville. You're the coldest in the area right now. Oh, wait a minute. Alexander City coming in with 14. That's not wind chill, folks. That's the actual temperature. You want to know the wind chill there? Let's see if I can find that out here real quick. The wind chill in Alexander City is -1 right now. All right, so with the 3 inches of snow on the ground, it's the roads that are a problem. You probably heard our air was interrupted by what's called a civil emergency from EMA, indicating that here in the metro area, the roads are considered to be impassable. So unless you're an emergency vehicle, stay off the roads. And as you already have heard us say, insurance companies, if you're in an accident in this situation when it's declared to be a civil emergency or impassable, will not cover your losses, all right? So here's the deal. We have an extremely cold day with wind chills in the single digits this morning. Windy cold, high 31, so we don't get above freezing. That means the roads don't have a chance to improve. Wind chills will be recovering to the teens later. Clear, very cold tonight, low 17. Sunshine tomorrow, high 43. Down to 20 again tomorrow night, up into the low 50s Friday. And if you want to look ahead, Saturday 61. How about mid-60s Sunday? Showers and thunderstorms on Monday. Right now, we have... Oh, I see the new temperature just came in from Danley Field.
Here it is. I'm sorry to interrupt. The EAS is probably cutting us off. But Autauga, Dallas, Tallapoosa,
Lowndes, Elmore.
Civil emergency.
It's civil emergency. In other words, here's what happens. The Weather Service can no longer issue weather advisories because the weather's gone and the skies are clear. And now local authorities have to issue civil emergencies to keep you off the roads. All right, so here's the new airport temperature. 13-mile-an-hour winds. Temperature is 15 degrees. Let's see what the wind chill is.
It's dropped 4 degrees since we got here.
Our wind chill in Montgomery is 2 now.
God almighty.
At 7:06. And Bryson's Fine Jewelry is not open right now, but they'll be open later on this morning. However, even if you can't make it today, and you may not be able to make it to Bryson's Fine Jewelry, they'll understand. They will understand if you don't make it today, but get over there soon because guess what's coming? It's not just Emily's birthday coming. No, I'm talking about Valentine's Day is coming, and you want to make sure that you are ready. So check with the master jeweler over there. You know, the owner is a third-generation master jeweler. His family's been in the business for over 100 years. They design more custom jewelry than any other jeweler in the River Region at Bryson's. And they offer antique estate jewelry, including diamonds, diamond engagement rings, Art Deco jewelry, same-day service and on-site repairs, one-year warranty. The most advanced shop in the River Region. You can talk directly to the guy who's actually going to be doing your repair. Nothing is sent outside the store. They guarantee you're going to be satisfied, or they'll do it all over again. Bryson's Fine Jewelry, 8073 East Chase Parkway next to Costco. If you can't get over there today, which they'll understand, they're open again tomorrow from 10 to 7, and you can find them online at brysonsfinejewelry.com.
Y'all. Hmm. So I'm researching for cat facts, for random facts coming up in a little bit.
Yeah.
There's an option. There's a service where you can prank text your friends 20 cat facts for $5 to any phone number.
Oh, jeez. I've always wanted that.
I signed my brother up for cat facts, and now he doesn't visit me anymore. amazing. Okay, cool. So we'll do cat facts for random facts. I don't think there's any objections, so you're going to have to roll with
none
it.
None for me. No, I'm looking for something.
Rise and shine, morning glory.
The thing I'm looking for is that Groundhog Day thing. I know I have it. I've had it for years. Just forgot how I labeled it. The guy, rise and shine, get your booties cold outside. Mm. Where the heck is it? Do I have to play it from this thing? I hope that's not the case. Let's check traffic.
Traffic is brought to you by Jack Ingram Motors, awarded the best of the best dealer for 2016 by Mercedes-Benz.
There ain't nothing happening, so forget about it. You don't have to worry about traffic. We only saw... It's amazing. I've been looking out at 85, and there are vehicles on 85, and most of them are moving slowly, 20 to 30 miles an hour. There's a few idiots that think, hey, my vehicle is safe in any condition.
Lies!
But on the sidewalk behind our building, where I walked up from the car, genius that I am, there's a half an inch of ice under that snowpack.
Yes, sir.
Easily a half inch of ice, and that's the way it is everywhere. So keep that in mind.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
We do our own sound effects here. So, that's the story this morning, and...
I may be...
What?
No.
What?
What?
No, you can't go home early.
No. I was like, I'll probably be here until 9.
The question is, can we go anywhere today?
I haven't heard from the Godfather, so I don't know what the deal is.
This just ain't going to melt.
Uh-huh.
It's not like it's going to get into the 30s or 40s later and those streets will just get wet and then
that's
dry.
That's the problem.
What I'm concerned about is that it was 19 when we got here and at 4:30 and it's 15 now. Is that going to be the trend for the day?
If you're in Prattville, it's 13. Alexander City, 12. Those are not wind chills.
Well,
Alexander City wind chill is minus one.
This is about the coldest day, I think, since I've lived in Montgomery. Or darn close to it. Of course,
my coldest day ever in Montgomery was January 20th, 1985, when it was 0 degrees with a wind chill that I can't even compute. It was way below zero.
Wow.
It was zero in Montgomery, and it's the only time in the 1900s that it was zero.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did that come with snow, or is that just a cold?
There were snow flurries, but not snow on the ground.
That was the year of my birth.
There was ice.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about practical things for a moment, like when the snow does melt and people can go out and resume their lives, a great place to grab a lunch or a dinner.
Warm up your bones, but you need some sustenance.
Some gumbo.
You need some gumbo. You need some red beans and rice. Trust me, it's amazing. It has magical healing properties. And where do you get it? You get it at the Seafood Bistro, located at 5780 Woodmere Boulevard. Paul and Jessica know exactly what they're doing over there to keep you fed and happy. The atmosphere is amazing. I highly suggest you check them out now because Paul was just, I don't know if it was city council or something, but he was taking the next step in getting everything ready for the Perry Hill location that's coming later in the spring. So swing by 5780 Woodmere Boulevard. Look them up online at theseafoodbistro.com. Be able to say, I've been with them since the beginning. Get a bowl of gumbo. Get some of the voodoo ballet. Those are the most amazing things ever, and you can only get them at the Seafood Bistro. They make them by hand. It's like a big seafood hush puppy. The dragon-style shrimp po' boy, we've sworn up and down by it. I have yet to meet anyone that has gone to Seafood Bistro on our recommendation that wasn't thoroughly pleased with their service, the portion of food, and the overall experience. So make sure you check them out. Again, 5780 Woodmere Boulevard, 279-7500 is how you can give them a shout. Online at theseafoodbistro.com. Also on Instagram and Facebook.
I should mention, too, that our entire program today is sponsored by Montgomery Paint and Body.
I love Donnie Turner so hard.
Yes, I shared your text with everybody yesterday.
That, like, I freaking amazing. Near tears.
What do I tell you? You know, it looked as good as new, maybe better.
You had an expletive in there, Rich.
I did.
You did, in the text message.
Oh, that's right. It was a naughty word.
Yeah.
I was shocked.
But it was, you know, it's true. Are we talking about that now, or are we talking about it later?
We are going to be talking about it, but I thought, why not now? Because there are people that are going to ignore the warnings and stuff, get out and do something to their car, and no matter what the conditions, this is the place. That's what I was telling everybody yesterday. Just don't waste your time going anywhere but MPB when your car needs to be put back together.
My car looks better than when I bought it, and I bought it a year ago.
See, that's why they say good as new, maybe better. That's not just a cute thing they say. Yeah, you might want to pass this on to your listeners. That's the fact, Jack.
And he didn't just look at the estimate and do what needed to be done with that. He checked everything because I kept having this low pressure light come on in my car for my tires. Found a nail in the back left tire, fixed it, buffed my headlights, washed my car, vacuumed my car, fixed the fender, the bumper, the trim on the doors. I mean, blown away.
I'm going to go check and your car right now.
And they call me Amy.
Oh. Well, they listen to the show. That's
Brandon,
cool.
Yeah, it was Brandon, I think, that when I took Betty over there, it was like, oh, Amy finally decided to bring her car over. I was like, all right, okay.
Hey, look what I found.
Rise and shine, and don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there.
Don't forget your booties for traction, that half inch of ice. So, yeah, I'm sure Donnie Turner, along with the rest of the team there, is suggesting stay home. Because you're really, really taking a major risk getting out on the roads. In a way, we were kind of fortunate that we traveled when we did because there was still a good snowpack on top of what appears to be at least a half inch of ice. And that's going to be the real problem. Every time a car drives down the road, it packs that snow down on top of that ice. So things are going to get worse as the morning gets on and not better. And as Rich mentioned, we're not going to break freezing today. So today, we're going to be dealing with this through at least tomorrow morning because we don't have salt trucks that are going to be out there today. We don't have plows. So we are going to be basically, as a city, sort of paralyzed. I wouldn't be surprised to see a whole bunch more closings announced for tomorrow because what we have today is just not going anywhere. That's just the way it is, as Brewer and Shipley once said. No. That's Bruce Hornsby in the Range.
I was about to say.
Oh, Bruce Shipley sang about something.
Hey, can we play an old Emily clip today?
An old Emily clip? Which one?
I don't know, but like, Rusty's done so many. I'm sure we've forgotten about something.
Yeah, no, we got plenty of those. And we play Accident Witness, and
so
bound to be some of that going on today. We have Barney the Dinosaur to tell us about the cold and the dangers that are contained within it, and James Brown sings about the risk of hypothermia.
I love James Brown.
So we've got a lot going on. It's all coming up. Again, at 7:15, wind chills close to zero throughout the river region. Temperatures ranging between 12 in Alex City to 15 at the airport. It's as cold as this.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
It either is or it isn't. When it comes down to it, that's all that really matters when choosing a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. It's either certified by Mercedes-Benz factory-trained technicians or it isn't. It's either backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years or it isn't. It's absolute confidence in 30,000 precision parts or it isn't. The Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event now through February 28th, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. There are those who settle for nothing less. For them, the choice is simple. It's either Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors in Montgomery for your next Mercedes-Benz or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com.
Snow Day!
Hey, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about the cold. It's so cold outside, you should never take your hat or your mittens off. The cold causes such freezing. It is frostbiting all of your little piggies off. It's so cold outside, you could lose fingers or toes without the proper protection. When you breathe the cold air in, you can feel your chest tighten. Not that I want to frighten, but go outside and you'll probably get life-threatening pneumonia. Stay warm, kids. Next time, maybe we'll learn something else the cold causes. Shrinkage. But that's for another time. Barney loves you.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey, Mark, excuse me, I'm on my way to 3768. Kind of got hung up, it's raining out here, I'm on my way into Dallas. Jerry's probably going to be calling you to find out where I'm at if he can't get a hold of me, I'm sure. So, whoa, man, I just had a wreck right in front of me. This guy ran a red light and hit four old ladies in an Impala, just kind of clipped them and turned them around right in front of me, man. That was close. Oh, now this guy's getting out of his car. He's got a white shirt on with a tie and a cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's throwing his hands up in the air like it was their fault. Oh, hold on. He's going over their window. She's rolling down the window. Oh, man, I think she sprayed him with pepper spray, man. He's on his face, and he's on his knee. She's getting out. She's beating him with an umbrella. The other women are getting out, too. There's one woman with a little black person. She's tomahawking him, man. She looks like a Sunbelt 20 horsepower jackhammer. We got another woman that's... She's hitting him like she's got a cattle prod, man. She's got an umbrella and she's sticking it inside. Oh, there's another one that... It's a little woman that looks like Mother Goose. She's got... Oh, she beat him! She beat him! She's got this huge bitch bag. It's huge. It's about the size of her. She's about 4 foot nothing. She hit him over the head. Everything went all over the place. Her Bible fell. She just hit him in the head with a Bible. Oh, they're still beating the hell out of this guy. She picked his Bible up and raised it up above her head and just beating the guy. This guy's not getting up. They're still hitting him. The one with the little black person still. Oh, I'm beating him. okay, he's up on the car. The little woman just beating him again with that big bag. He's running to his car. He's out of here. I wish you would have been here, man. This is too good.
And now it's time for...
I'm freezing my baguettes off.
Random facts.
How about that? Not bad, huh?
I love it. Do you mind giving me some... Since I switched seats, I need some more... Ah, oh, yeah. Feels real nice. Hey, before we get started with random facts, I would like to pass along a phone call that we just got from a state trooper.
From a state trooper. Yeah, let me lower this music so people hear clearly what you were told by the trooper.
The trooper informed me that he is at exit 186, I-65 northbound, stopping traffic. It is impassable. And he said, turn around, go home.
So that would be north of the final Millbrook exit.
Yeah.
And so forget about it if you're planning on taking 65 up that way. I was just outside looking again. There is southbound traffic on 85, and all I saw were tractor trailers going at a fairly reasonable rate of speed.
I say, after what happened yesterday, good Lord.
Yeah. And let's just hope and pray that this snow and ice does not start snapping power lines today, because we're going to have real problems if that does take place.
Indeed. Okay, so if you missed it on 3 Men and a Lady, that's been really reduced to a dude, a dog, and a dame.
Oh, you're keeping us all warm here.
It's my 1 year anniversary with the show, and Jay's not here because, you know, Jay, and I have to do random facts again.
Well, let's celebrate.
Happy anniversary. My layers of clothes are all discombobulated.
So this is...
Cat fact! Yay! 11 cat facts.
11 only?
Because I wasn't prepared, because I didn't know I was going to have to do random facts.
Will there be a cat fact pop quiz?
Uh-huh, yeah. Somebody's going to win a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet.
Which you can redeem probably later this week. Certainly we'll be able to pick it up today. We're going to be closed, I think.
Yeah.
Except for a skeleton crew.
Here, we'll talk about that in the break.
Yeah.
And by skeleton crew, it means the A-team. So, did you know cats are the most popular pet in the United States? There are 88 million pet cats and 74 million dogs. Did you know there are cats who have survived falls from over 32 stories onto concrete?
Wow!
It's actually better for a cat to fall from a greater height than to, like, fall off the kitchen table or something, because they have enough time to right themselves.
Mm.
It's amazing. Cats have over 20 muscles that control their ears.
Yeah, it's amazing not only how they can swivel their ears, but what they're telling you when they do that.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Did you know cats sleep 70% of their lives? Yes. Have you met Irene? Let's see.
By the way, do we need it to be toaster hot in here?
It's really warm.
It is. I'm trying to get the AC on, believe it or not.
Is that four cat fats? Four I've done so far. Did you know when cats grimace, they are usually taste-scenting? They have an extra organ that, with some breathing control, allows the cat to taste-sense the air.
An extra organ?
Cats can't taste sweetness.
Oh.
Did you know owning a cat can reduce the risk of stroke and heart attack by a third? And I've got two.
Wow, you should live to be 150.
Maybe 117. I don't want to push it past that. Did you know Wikipedia has a recording of a cat meowing? Because why wouldn't they?
A little cat meowing.
Did you know the world's largest cat measured 48 and a half inches long? That's huge.
That's how you're talking like a house cat now.
Look, there's the... I'm not going to click on the video, but...
Wow, that is a long cat.
There's a huge cat. Did you know adult cats only meow to communicate with humans? Did you know your cat recognizes your voice but just acts too cool to care? Probably because they don't care. Hashtag real talk. Did you know the world's richest cat is worth $13 million after his human passed away and left her fortune to him?
Stay away from my money.
I probably need to see if I can put my cats on my life insurance policy.
Why not choose maybe somebody you work with that's got kids and responsibilities that could really use them?
I mean, real talk, my nephews are the beneficiaries of
Well, try not that. To have to redeem it anytime soon, okay? We would all
appreciate
on
that. It.
Thank you.
And our final cat fact is that the oldest cat video on YouTube dates back to 1894. And it's two little kitty cats in a boxing ring.
Oh.
It was so cute.
Yes.
And my friends, that's your sped red random facts, 11 cat facts for my anniversary and Jay not being here. And it's a snow day. Roll Tide.
Now, we'll see if how closely people were paying attention, because we're going to do a pop quiz here in a moment for a $10 food outlet gift certificate. Let me... go to our Brand X source here and refresh the temperature.
Also, if anybody in the building has an iPhone charger, that would be great.
I've got one in my car.
I've got the cord. I've got the USB cord that plugs into my cigarette lighter thing. I've got the cord. I don't have the little box that it needs to go into. Rich, do you have an iPhone charger?
Yes, I do. Downstairs in the office, I sure do. I can bring it up here.
Okay, if we can grab that in a minute, my phone's going to die. I've been using it to kind of stay on top of everything. You missed 11 cat facts.
You just...
Oh, I missed random facts.
To repeat them.
What?
I'll listen to the podcast later.
Yeah, I'll bet you will.
Who's going to upload that? There's a must-listen radio.
Yeah, right. I don't know who's going to be able to do that. I really have no idea whatsoever.
Keep losing pens.
There's some in the top drawer of that desk over yonder.
Okay. So get ready to pounce on that phone like a cat on a mouse and dial and win with our cat fact pop quiz question in just a moment. What's that for?
That's for...
Oh, stop it. You know, sometimes Rich...
Rich just likes to throw money around.
He's got it, you know, and I appreciate that, and I'm not jealous, but gee whiz.
I mean, sometimes I'm jealous of his iPhone 10 because it takes really good pictures.
Chase got one, too.
Lord knows I need all the help I can get.
Chase got one.
Mademoiselle Goose got one for Valentine's Day and her birthday.
It's fancy.
She needs it for work.
True.
Because she's now been, her position's been upgraded at the zoo, which is great.
Mm-hmm.
She got a nice raise, and she's now involved, in addition to graphic design and marketing and photography at the zoo, she's also part of their social media team.
I want to meet her and Ryan one day.
Yeah, because you missed that. They were here for the wedding, which is almost 4 years ago.
That'd be four years, March 1st.
I'm thinking, wait a minute, isn't that 81 days? You mean, okay.
Yeah, no, that's right. 7:30. We are halfway on the bus to a recorded version of News and Views.
I'm sure it's the best of. I bet it's phenomenal.
Hopefully it was from a stormy day.
Well, yesterday's was very... I hadn't heard yesterday's. It was very entertaining. I caught a good chunk of that. Nothing wrong with that. Again, we have no idea, you know, what businesses will be open. I noticed the only thing I saw, Walgreens was open at Brown Springs Road and Atlanta Highway.
I got news from Chef Paul that the bistro will be open. But to be safe...
You can't shut a guy like him down.
No, you gotta, you know... I wouldn't get on the roads, y'all. And
no.
Again, if you missed it from earlier, we got news from a state trooper that he is sitting at exit 186. I-65 north is impassable beyond that point. He's telling people to turn around and go back home.
And the rest of the roads are really not a whole lot better than that. And especially once cars have been down them, they're packing the snow down right on top of a half an inch of ice. So it's not really going to get a whole lot better. I did almost go in the pool this morning.
Fool, you madman.
Blue Haven has finished installing my new system, which will save me a ton of money on energy costs. It's so much quieter than the old system. And the water, you can tell it looks better already. Saltwater technology is not the latest thing in pool cleanliness. Now, you may not feel like going for a dip today. I get it. But that doesn't mean you can't think ahead to the summer and those electric bills that come with older cleansing systems. Give Blue Haven a call at 277-3100 and ask about smart pool technology. Depending on what you have, what kind of equipment you have in your pool already, how it's built, you can even turn the lights on and off in your pool with your phone. But you can also control the system that keeps it clean and provides you with bottled water, quality water to swim in. So ask them about it. It's truly something that pays for itself, because this system, you can tell just from the lack of noise it makes, far more energy efficient and producing a better quality of water. And Blue Haven's got it. If you need a pool built, they've been doing that since 1954 for 9 straight years, ranked the number one pool builder in the world. And on top of everything else, really great staff here at the local division for Blue Haven. It's a national company, but local is local, and you'll get that level of service from these folks. 277-3100 or visit BlueHaven.com online.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
EAS says, don't drive.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other
lawyers. Ironically, I think our chances of boiling to death are greater than freezing to death in this studio this morning. It's time for today's Food Outlet Pop Quiz. Here with today's question is Quiz Mistress Emily Hayes.
Hi, it's me.
I didn't vote.
What? Yeah, Rich normally chooses these. So, the oldest cat video on YouTube dates back to what year?
That's a good question.
The oldest cat video on YouTube dates back to what year?
1521?
So just...
No?
Just 22? Give us...
It'll bring together Rich Thomas, the Rich Thomas.
272-9228 is the number you call to get your guesses in. 272-9228. Up for grabs is a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate.
Well, let's see if we have a winner here. Good
okay.
morning.
Hey, it's the Master Thespian.
Master Thespian, a big Warhawk welcome to you.
Well, I think the Warhawk is buckled up inside of his home right now going,
yep.
So, the oldest cat video.
Mm-hmm.
It dates back to 1894.
That's it.
Two kittens.
Congratulations. You won.
Two kittens.
Yay.
In a boxing ring. They're in a boxing ring, and it's cute, I guess. I haven't seen it.
It's amazing.
But, yeah, 1894. They were filming all sorts of stuff.
I'm demanding equal time for Doggy Facts and YouTube and, you know.
I demand a day.
Weird but true news.
Yeah.
Frozen hair.
Yeah.
I demand a day dedicated to me. Go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say, the only reason I'm up this morning is that my wife woke me up at 7 saying, Mrs. Master Thespian, and said, you got to take pictures. You got to take pictures. And so I was like, yeah, sure. I opened the door and went, whoa! it's beautiful out there. I'm just really, really, really glad.
Yeah, I kept looking outside last night when, I was watching the radar, watched it all the way through the end of Happy Hour, got home, made some dinner, watched a couple of Andy Griffith reruns, kept checking, didn't see anything. I think I finally fell asleep around 8:30. I woke up, I think it was around midnight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I opened the door to the outside, and oh my God, I couldn't believe what I was looking at. And upon close, that's when I grabbed the ruler and put my dipstick in the snow and found out that it was 3 inches.
God.
What you do privately.
Yeah.
Nothing dirty about a dipstick.
Well, we had a rehearsal last night up in Prattville, and I called it off at 9, saying, okay, we need to go home. And by the time we had come in the door at 7 and finished at 9, we went outside the theater, and there was already snow on the ground in Prattville, and it was snowing. We went, okay, let's go home quick. So it was pretty driving home. All the roads were wet, but they, you know, nothing had really frozen yet. They were putting salt on the bridges there in Prattville. It was, I was like,
well, Thomas, it's Thespian. You made good use of your off time today and added $10 to your food budget at Food Outlet.
I know. My wife is going to be so happy. But, yeah, this, all you people who are upset those times when they close everything down and nothing happens, this is the reason today why they closed everything down. Because you never know.
Warhawk!
Yeah. Y'all have fun. I'll be listening.
Hey, hang on the line. I got to get your info. I had a... We've gotten a couple of Facebook messages that have wished me happy birthday, or happy birthday, happy anniversary. Said, thanks for keeping the guys in line.
Oh, is that what you do here?
I don't know what I do here, to be honest with you. I just show up and drink the coffee. But I did have...
It's called Maker's Mark.
It is Maker's Mark. We haven't opened that yet. That's going to be an emergency situation. Seth, the guy that will guest on Joey's show from time to time, mm-hmm. he had a request for... Emily's Driving School.
The Emily Hayes Driving School. All right, we can play that going into the break. Where is my...
Do you guys see my house at 1:50 a.m.?
Yeah.
Wow. That's really amazing.
It's beautiful, man.
It'd be even better if I was sneaking up a Reuben sandwich to your front door.
Oh, that's right. This was going to be Reuben Day, huh?
It was. Mm. Tomorrow will be Reuben Day.
All right.
If we can get home.
We need to talk about that in the break, what the plan is.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go down and smoke my plans out.
Could you wait?
No. No. Haven't you ever doubled a smoker before? You are one. What are you talking about? All right. We will have Fox Business coming up in just a minute. But first,
the Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
We'll summarize, folks, for you some of the major details. Within the last hour, radio stations were interrupted everywhere, even TV stations and stuff, with a civil emergency. That's only because the local EMAs in every county around here have issued this advisory to stay off the roads. Just don't go on the roads. Just stay off the roads completely. Elmore, Lowndes, Autauga, Montgomery, Macon, Tallapoosa. I think I've included most of those counties. So unless it's emergency, just don't go on the roads. Winter weather advisory officially goes till 8, but this supersedes that. Today's high 31, but this morning we have wind chill factors in the single digits. More on that in a moment. Single digits wind chills will warm to the teens later today. Otherwise, today's high 31 will not get us past freezing, obviously. Clear, very cold tonight, low 17. Tomorrow, sunshine. 43 is the high temperature. We'll be near 20 again tomorrow night. Friday's high in the low 50s. And it looks like the sunshine will continue on Saturday with a high temperature up to about 61 by then. Right now, get this. Are you sitting down? I see a lot of you are sitting down.
Okay.
The temperature is at Danley Field with northwest winds at 15 degrees, wind chill factor 2.
Wow.
Prattville has 13 mm-hmm. degrees. Alexander City has 12 with a wind chill factor of minus 1. At 7:40. Hopefully your pipes are in good shape this morning. Are your pipes in good shape?
I left a little trickle.
Okay, good deal. You know, whether it's
ladylike.
You know, whether it's a leaky faucet or a busted toilet or a broken pipe, plumbing picks the worst time to be a problem.
The worst!
That's right. That's why at Plumbing by Luquire, they're ready to go 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you call them right now, give them a few minutes to get extra to get there, will you? Regardless of when you call, they do not charge overtime. That's why the experienced crew at Montgomery Paint, at Plumbing by Luquire, wake up, Rich. Have another cup of coffee, Rich.
It's not like you haven't been a little overwhelmed today. Give yourself a break, buddy. Jeez.
They're going to take care of you, and I heartily endorse them. I had the whole house plumbing inspection, which is great peace of mind. They check and see if there's anything lurking behind the plumbing that could be an issue, something that could be a big deal later. As they say at Plumbing by Luquire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call them at Plumbing by Luquire at 264-9666 or... You can visit them on the web, acbyluquire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Alabama certification number is 84417.
Facebook message from Chad Michael reporting live It's trucker Chad from Ripley, Mississippi. 8 degrees outside with a wind chill of -5.
Hey.
Roads are ice, black ice, a huge problem for commuters this morning. Listening on the app, good morning, everyone, and we thank you for that. Oh, look at the snowman Bobby Herring posted.
Ah!
I think he borrowed your Maker's Mark bottle there.
I think so.
That is funny. Roz says, I love Emily, yes.
Oh, I love you, Roz.
This is all under the...
I had just known you, Greg, for like maybe a handful of months when I got super sick last year when the doctor said I had to stay home or he was going to put me in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And I had not met Roz yet, and she came over to my apartment and brought me crab bisque. You remember that? I do.
Mr. Bitterbuttles like that.
I do remember that.
Who do you think brought the tomato bisque that we enjoyed this morning?
That was so good.
Yes. Let me go down and have a little more
cup
of that. Guys, I don't want to share that with the nose pickers. They can have the cold pizza that I brought in.
Mm-hmm.
7:42 is the time. I don't think we're going to be doing a conundrum.
We'll do whatever you want to do, El Capitan.
We do have, however...
Truth or Baloney on Betty White?
Truth or Baloney on Betty White, who turns 96 today. So
your car is 96?
Well, you know, Honda was built to last.
Not since it's been to MPB. No, it looks brand new. Remember?
She had a facelift yesterday.
Yeah, here we go. It's Betty White. So we'll get one contestant to play the game with you and Rich coming up at 7:43 again. EAS says, stay off the roads. They are basically impassable. It's dangerous.
Trooper.
I'm going to go down and see if anybody. Yeah, the trooper that said I-65 north of exit 186 is completely closed. So don't.
Say it again. Where on?
That's I-65 north of exit 186.
He's sitting at 186.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by the way, any law enforcement folks who can contribute to what's going on out there this morning, please call us at 272-9228. If you can't go on the air, at least give us information that we can pass along to listeners that will be helpful.
Yeah, Amy's here, so she can get that info.
Ask for Amy when you call.
Should I give Bailey her 8 o'clock chicken early?
Yeah, I can bring in more chickens
This is a day. This is a special day.
She needs it for the extra warmth, don't you, Bailey?
That's right.
It's a good girl.
Good dog. Good girl.
Bonus chicken for Bailey.
Hey-o.
On snow day. Is that not what it is today?
Snow day!
You said it, kid.
Hey, guys. Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and pet supplies. 4 Healthy Pets is a refreshing alternative to the big box store experience. 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods, as well as dehydrated, freeze-dried, and prepackaged species-appropriate food and treat options. 4 Healthy Pets has raw foods and gently cooked foods for those dogs and cats with sensitive systems. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the United States. If you have any questions, you can call 4 Healthy Pets 245-3471, 245-3471, or check them out online, 4healthypetsonline.com. And while you're there, don't forget about the in-store grooming options with Amber. Amber does a fantastic job with the grooming. I actually pay about half as much as I used to pay. The dog looks and smells amazing. So go meet Teresa and Amber over at 4 Healthy Pets today. They're located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at SmileMakers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give SmileMakers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure.
Do you want to redo your bath to a safer, easier to clean, and yet affordable option? Call Mark and Phillip with Acrylic One Bath for a free estimate. 361-7139. That's 361-7139.
Get your bath redone with Acrylic One. So beautiful and secure. Acrylic One Bath.
What are you doing dressed in jeans and a t-shirt?
It's time for me to box up last year's files and schlep them to our mini storage. I hate it. It's dusty, and the last time I saw a gross spider.
You know there's an easier way. Admiral Records Management can take our files to their record center using their boxless system.
Isn't that expensive?
No, as a matter of fact, they are typically 30 to 50% cheaper than using a public storage locker and way more secure.
Wow, but how will I get a file if I need it?
They'll barcode our boxes so we can request them online easily, so it's as simple as using UPS or FedEx.
That's pretty neat.
Plus, the boss will love that we're saving him money, and you'll love not having to move boxes every year. I hear Admiral Records Management is having a half-off move-in special and 1 month of storage free for new customers. Visit Admiral Records Management at alwaysleading.com or call 396-5430. 396-5430.
Rise and shine, and don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there.
Were mixed. The bank had a $2.9 billion expense related to the new tax law, and it made less money from trading. Nissan is planning to build a new factory in the U.S. within the next 5 years. Nissan executives say normally the plant would be built in any of the NAFTA countries, but in the current situation, the company is more inclined to build here. President Trump has been pressuring automakers to assemble cars in the U.S. Your money is no good at the American Airlines counter at Miami International Airport starting tomorrow. The company is going cashless in Miami and will accept only credit or debit cards. American is already cashless in 50 other locations. The Dow lost 10 points yesterday. The Nasdaq dropped 37 and the S&P was down 9. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
If you ever want to buy a house or a car, you're going to want to know your credit score. If there's a mistake on your credit report, you could pay more in interest rates and fees than you have to. Where can you go online to quickly get your credit score and credit report for free? CreditKarma.com/radio. Check it whenever you like. It's free and there's no catch. Don't get an unwanted surprise about your credit score. Go to CreditKarma.com/radio. That's CreditKarma.com/radio.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. Those days of Kleenex and cold weather gear. Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. The time of snow, sleet and wind and cold is here. La, 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 la. As you start shoveling the snow, your back is screaming from the pain of trying to dig. And as you drive to work, your car begins careening across the ice into an 18-wheeler rig. Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. Days when low-hanging clouds never clear. Roll out those wheezy, sneezy, freezy days of winter. We hate when winter comes back every year. We hate when winter comes back every year.
This is CNN.
Another Arctic blast is hitting some 200 million Americans today.
America's ice age had begun.
49 of the 50 states are below freezing this morning.
The cold has now spread to my special place.
Significant shrinkage.
And a current temperature. Refreshing. It says 15 at the airport, but the wind chill has to be zero or below. We were just outside behind the building doing our due diligence, looking at the road behind us, I-85. There were cars.
There were hardly any going north on 85. It seems like it's more traffic coming from Columbus, Atlanta, so on and so forth.
And with the exception of one jackass in a white sedan, everybody was going about 30, which is
the safe speed.
Pretty much.
You don't need to go over that.
The more cars that go over that snow, they're going to pack it down to the half inch of ice that's underneath all this, and this is going to be the major problem. The question for us is, Are we going to be able to get out of here at all today? Will we be stuck here through tomorrow morning or even tomorrow midday? Because Rich says the high's not even going to break freezing now.
See, that's the conundrum, Greg.
Yes, that is the conundrum.
That is the conundrum, because if we can't get out of here, and if they keep the roads at the impassable mark or whatever, I've already dealt with my insurance company for having a little fender bender.
Yeah.
I'm not going through that again, although it was painless. I don't want to wreck Betty again. I don't know.
So who wants to be our taxi driver? Who's got something that will safely navigate this stuff? I don't even know what you would use.
A truck and snow chain? I mean, I don't know. It's ice. It's not just the snow. It's the ice.
Years ago...
Rich, what would you do?
Years ago, my buddy Ben Atkinson loaned me a Ford F-350. This is back around 2010 when we had an ice situation.
Thank you.
And this thing was so enormous. I felt like a raisin. I felt like the little man on top of a wedding cake, because this truck cab was about 30 feet off the ground and huge, enormous. I felt like such a little guy, like I was riding my daddy's... my daddy's like, did your dad ever do that when you were a kid? Put you in his lap and let you steer the car down the street in the garage?
On Oster Road. In other words, that was like out of the way. And he'd oh, gosh, yeah. That was so cool.
What's the latest time? We were just out behind him, but my ears hurt. It was so cold, so quick.
Hey, I'm going to give you the current temperature, but remind me, I'm going to make a snowball from this storm so we can put it in the freezer, and then if there's another storm, we'll have a snowball from every snowstorm this year, okay?
Yeah.
Make a couple so she can melt one in her maker's mark later.
There you go.
Lord.
It's 15 degrees with a wind chill factor of 2 at Montgomery's Regional Airport, which, by the way, does not open until 10 o'clock this morning. The airport is closed. Northwest winds at 13 right now. Prattville has 13. Alexander City has 11 degrees with a wind chill of -1 right now. And the civil emergency remains in effect. And by that, we mean that all the local EMAs say stay off the road, period. Do not go on the road for any reason unless it's an emergency. And that includes counties like Elmore, Autauga, Lowndes, Montgomery, Macon, Tallapoosa. Did I leave any out? I think that's all of them. Just don't go on the roads. And we had to earlier this morning. And we had texts going flying back and forth starting at 2 o'clock this morning. And it took 35 minutes for me to make an 8-minute trip.
So. It only took me 18 minutes, but the reason it didn't take me quite as long as you is I didn't catch a single red light all the way up Atlanta Highway, all the way up Eastern Boulevard to Carmichael Road.
I caught one from Narrow Lane here. I caught the light at Zelda.
Did you guys see traffic? You were first. Did you see any traffic? I saw three or four cars.
Yeah, I talked about this at 5, and you weren't in the studio at that point. Coming in, I didn't see a car. I saw that one person in a reflective trench coat with the reflective stripes on it and stuff. And as I got closer to him, because it was over by Huntington, as I got closer to him, because it's super dark, I could tell he had some kind of hat on, like a trooper hat, but I don't think it was a state trooper right there. I think maybe it was somebody with the college checking the area around it or whatever. But I did not pass a car.
Well,
there were no cars behind me coming.
Of the four cars I think I saw, two of them were police cars. One a sheriff and one was a city.
I saw one city of Montgomery SUV this morning. Otherwise, maybe two or three cars. Total time, nobody was going more than 15, 20 miles an hour, which was good to see. But there are people on 85, Rich, that are going like 50 to 60.
I know.
And that's nuts.
I got a text from a listener, a friend of ours, John. You may remember him from Baumhauer's.
Sure.
He said, it's bad. Road is covered in ice. And his work has given him the option of coming in or taking a vacation day.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives over in Capitol Heights.
Well, coming in or taking a vacation day.
Or vacation day. Burning a vacation day.
Yeah.
Thank you, boss.
You know, when the civil defense folks say don't drive, basically you shouldn't be out in the car.
Right.
Maybe even risking, who knows, ticket, whatever.
We just got word from the Godfather. Good morning. I have 3 inches of snow and my driveway is a sheet of ice. She's in the tump.
Yeah.
She said I won't be heading to work this morning. The bridges into the Gump are closed. Mm-hmm. I think it's a snow day today. Rather you be safe and warm than on icy roads and in an accident. Love you all. Stay warm.
All right.
That is an excellent boss, well, ladies and gentlemen. I love her so much.
Let's hear it for the Godfather.
Do you have the forms for beatification? I had him here.
Can you take vacation?
I filled one out for you yesterday. Are you kidding? You and take this.
No.
Who do we have on the phone?
That is Randall.
Randall.
Hey. Yeah. When you started talking about your ears being cold, being outside, it's been on the news this morning. I didn't send it in because I'm bombarded with a bunch of stuff. But they had a bunch of warming stations. They let people get in last night in Montgomery. I know one of them was a church, and I know it can't be opened up. But I didn't know if anybody else knew, you know, a different place. I just know they were shutting them down at 8 o'clock this morning, like 3
o'clock. Beulah Baptist Church was a warming station.
I have no idea.
You wouldn't, but I didn't know if any of the listeners might know, because I know two people who were down there, and I was going to kind of call them. If anybody knew another warming station, I know it can't take care of everybody forever, but I didn't know. Just, you know, kind of bothered, especially when you said about your ears and stuff, man.
Well, here's the thing, who can get to the warming station? You know, that's the thing.
That's the thing.
Yeah, I guess they're going to make them just leave at 8 o'clock. I mean, on Channel 12 this morning, they said that, you know, at 8 o'clock, they were shutting three of them. They named out three of them. I don't know which one it was anyway. I just know maybe some listeners might call in with a better plan. And
if we hear anything, we'll pass it along.
All right, bro, I'll be listening.
Thanks, Randall.
All right. And if you have anything you'd like to report, something you see, whatever, 272-9228 is the number. We have True the Baloney coming up after the top of the next hour, featuring Betty White on her 96th birthday today.
And
pretty amazing.
That's not Emily's car.
No, we're talking about the actress who I think was very best in her role on the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
I think you're right.
It's funny, we had somebody we worked with. You can ask the boss about Irene.
All right.
We both worked with her in the late 70s.
Not my cat.
No. No. But her nickname around the building was Sue Ann Nevins.
Oh.
For all the reasons, okay. Sue Ann Nevins was...
Yeah, I got you.
A great character on a TV show. And so dramatic. Oh, my God. You've never seen anything like it. Did you do your glutathione before you left this morning?
I did remember to do that.
Me too, with a little apple juice. Get it at infusion. Believe it or not, as cold as it is, that is not cryotherapy outside this morning. And when you're in the cryo tank, your head remains